iHome Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Welcome, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. Let me hear your body, mind, and soul talk. My name is Mary O'Malley, and I am your host tonight on Shea Parker's Best of the Best and Om Times Radio. So happy to be here. And you can find out more about me and scheduling appointments or readings or attending workshops at www.maryomaley.com. And first thing I would like to say is sending big prayers, healing energy to all of those who were in the path of Hurricane Matthew. If you've listened before, you know I have five healing guides. I call the Mighty Five. So if you're in need, feel free to call on them. They can send you some definite support, and they're at the ready for you. So just call on the Mighty Five. They're happy to help you. I'm really excited about the show tonight. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. My guest this evening is Maria Isabel Nextley, and we're going to be talking about curses, hexes, and general bad juju. So it is that time of year with all the witches and the goblins and everyone running around. So I thought we'd have some fun tonight. Maria is an expert on curses. She is also an intuitive tarot reader, empath, a marriage minister, Reiki practitioner. She's just awesome. She uses spell work as a personal form of healing. Maria is a bruja. She considers herself a bruja, which means witch in Spanish, if you're not familiar. She's a solitary practitioner. She's learned to mix magic in her everyday life. Magic is very personal for her, and she uses it for her own personal healing, and she'll be helping us to learn how to protect ourselves and all kinds of other stuff this evening. So I'm really excited to have Maria here. So Maria, say hi.
Hi, folks. Thanks for having me, Mary.
I'm just so excited. We've been talking and having so much fun, and you're so interesting. You have so much information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. The first thing I want to talk about is, what exactly is a curse? How would you explain that?
So a curse is an energy that you carry towards someone that's negative. So, for example, you know, let's say you're at a coffee shop and you're in line, but someone cuts you and you're like, ah, I hope something bad happens to them, or I hope they break their foot. You're putting an intent of hurtful or negative energy, as I like to call it. That person. So you're kind of like, it's the intent is backed up by anger, rage, or negativity. So that's what I would consider a curse, to, you know, make it as easy to explain as possible.
So we've got the words, the intention, and the emotion behind it.
Absolutely.
Right? So there has to be, like with, as a hypnotherapist, when we're doing suggestions, we're using suggestions that encourage a lot of emotion, because emotion tells the brain this is important. The subconscious mind, this is really important. So it's also one of the ingredients in a curse or a magic spell, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the fuel. It's definitely the fuel, I would say.
Oh, perfect. That's a perfect way to say that. It's the fuel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So most of us are human beings, and we inadvertently curse people all the time. Is that correct? Not all the
time,
obviously.
You know what? All the time. You know what? Not all the time, but enough to make it seem like all the time if we really, like, count how many times we're upset in a week. But it's not intentional. But, you know, the energy does get sent off somewhere, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. And I think we all do it sometimes, but we don't mean it. You know, we're just angry and we're trying to let off steam. But that definitely does count as a curse. You know?
If we follow it up with, okay, I didn't mean it. I only want good things for both of us. Can that negate the curse or kind of change that energy?
You know what? Absolutely. Because here's the thing. When you start working with energy, and you realize that your words are powerful, you know, they don't call them spells for anything, you know, for whatever. It's a spell because you're spelling out, you're writing your spells or saying your spells. They make sense, you know, to you. There's energy behind it. So, yeah, absolutely. If you can actually reverse it, you can actually get rid of it, to be honest, just with the same energy, just different intent behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Do spells have to rhyme?
Say that again. Do spells have to
rhyme, like a little poem or?
No, actually they don't. I sometimes do like a little sassiness in my spell work, and it sounds fun when it rhymes, but then you're trying too hard to make your intent fit. So sometimes it's better just to say, you know, I am allowing myself to have a good day. I am allowing to have abundance. Let this be. Let it happen, or, you know, it will happen. That doesn't
right.
even rhyme, but that's good enough to light a little candle and boom, you know?
And boom.
Boom. You know, as long as that intent is there.
So how would you spell out the ingredient for a curse or a spell, or, you know, is there some basic things that you put together for that?
Well, you know, the thing is, I feel with magic, whether it's, let's say, curse magic or protective magic, there's a lot of the similar things. You can use a lot of similar herbs, but it's really the intent of it. Like, for example, you know, you can use, in a lot of cultures, a lot of practices, limes are used for cleansing, you know, but you can actually use a lime to make something sour. Even in the simplest type of magic, let's say you grab a white candle and put the person's name on it who kind of made you upset, and you can rub that sucker with lime either to cleanse it, but if your intent is to make them feel upset or sour, like you feel, you know, or as a person mm-hmm. feels, you can actually send it that way. So you can use anything and find its opposite with anything, even beautiful flowers that can be used in loving, healing magic. If you dry them, you can actually use them for something kind of on the cursing side or negative side, I would say. Well, not all curses are negative, but in this case, yes.
Wow. So really, anything that you decide is an ingredient or evoke a thought or a feeling or an emotion can be used in that way. Is that correct? Like you could pull anything out of your kitchen
absolutely.
Or bathroom or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything can be turned into it could be fueled by negativity or positivity. Even sugar can be too much. You know, you can use it for something sweet. It's associated with sweet, but it could also, you know, represent maybe bad habits, you know, because people sometimes they have, you know, a little love for sugar. Well, some of us. But we can use it to be like, well, I'm going to make this person get, you know, sick in the tummy, because you can associate sugar or sweets with getting sick in the tummy if you have too much. Sometimes it's just as simple as association, you know? So it can get pretty creative. You can get nasty just on, you know, simple things in your kitchen, you know, You know, I always want to say, for example, I mean, as long as you have that intent, it'll just come out negative, you know? And so, I mean, but some people, they want to use things that represent something like dirt can be represent dirty, or old rusty nails, you know, can represent this and that. But I've seen some really weird things before. But
well,
I'm going to tell you this, some of the simplest spells are the most effective, because there's not a lot of confusion. But this is just me personally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's say, you know, not that I'm trying to give out spells, but like hot sauce, you have it in your cabinet. Hot sauce can really do a lot of damage in spirit work. You can, you know, grab someone's item of clothing, you know, that you don't like. You put them in a hot pot. You put hot sauce in there. You know, you just kind of make them feel like physically tired, or like they're just going through too much, that they're just kind of, you know, like they're run down. You know, hot sauce makes you feel hot and sweaty. Ooh, you know what I mean? You get that overwhelmed feeling. You can actually tucker or tire a person out not to be able to do their everyday things. So hot sauce, as much as I love it on my rice and my tortillas and all that good stuff, it could be used for negative things, you know?
Wow.
Those are just some examples of what curses can be done, where curses can come from, just by the simplest things. It's not always this elaborate show, you know, but as long as there's that energy, yes, it will definitely come out, you know.
Well, we're about a minute from the first break, so I want to ask you a quick question, and then after the break, we'll get into a deeper dissecting of this. You said, you talked before about the Wiccan threefold law that's against
From what my understanding is, Wiccans believe in the threefold law. I am not a Wiccan, so I do not practice a threefold law. I believe that cursing can help assist karma, you know. But for example, like rapists, so, and
we'll talk
sorry.
About that a little bit more when we come back.
Right.
It just
okay,
messed up on
perfect.
Me here.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So we're back, and I want to finish that thought with you, Maria.
Okay.
So I've heard before, whatever you put out there is going to come back to you.
Right. Yeah.
But you're saying only if you believe that. If you believe
I
that, that's exactly what will happen. If you don't, then it's not a thing.
Yeah. I'm glad we're touching on this because I think a lot of people go, wait a minute, why are you for curses? You know, what's up with that? But once again, back to what I was saying, with I believe that in Wiccan practices, there is the threefold law, and I am not a Wiccan. I am a solitary witch who grew up Catholic. Though I don't consider myself Catholic, I do have a lot of Catholic influence in there. You know, but there's a lot of witches who are not Wiccan. You know, they're atheists. There's Jewish witches. There's, you know, agnostic witches, secular witches. There's eclectic witches. There's just all kinds of, you know, there's pagans who practice witchcraft. There's all these beautiful mixtures. So we all have our own ways of doing it. So with the threefold law, that's a very specific view, practice. I don't know if I want to say religion, maybe perhaps, but I don't believe in that because I believe the cursing can be, or hexes can definitely be a benefit to mankind. I think I was saying earlier, I don't actually feel that cursing a rapist or a molester or a thief would be a bad idea. You know, if I'm like, you know, if I got to help karma out a little bit, why not seek justice, you know? Or it's not that I'm trying to hurt them, but sometimes they have to see or feel. It is not my job to be like, I'm going to hurt them with this or I'm going to do this to them. No, but if I can assist with a hex or curse for them to, I don't know, maybe have a conscience to say, you know, I did something wrong or I need to go to jail. I need to, you know, here I am. I did something horrible. Then so be it. What's wrong with that? You know, if someone's abusing their spouse, why not? Or if someone's doing something just really just, you know, just I'm going to say you got to use your heart and your brain for this because you really got to think, OK, what's bad? What's good? It's different for everyone. My conscience speaks to me and I try to do things with the best of intent, even if it's through cursing or hexing. You know, it's not like I throw it out there all the time, but sometimes it is definitely needed. Someone's trying to bring harm into your family, especially with that, it's a big you know, like, no. Or your friends or your loved ones. It doesn't really have to be, you know, that way. But if you want to help someone out, you always want to do things with the greater good, even if it has to be through something that kind of seems negative through the eyes of others, you know? So with that being said, I just feel like, yeah, why have such a taboo? There's nothing wrong with it. I feel like protective magic and curses actually go hand in hand because I feel like that kind of cursing is very protective. And I'm not here to tell someone they can't do this or can't do that anyway when it comes to magic. Mm-hmm. You know, but for me personally, I try to do things with the greatest of good.
So, like, you feel like you're helping karma speed the process up when you do that.
Absolutely.
You're just kind of helping the process of removing this person from other people that they might harm, right?
Yes, I absolutely.
Okay.
I want to make sure it's all good and good.
So you told me there's four steps to creating.
Yes.
First of all, what's the difference between, or is there a difference between a hex, a curse, that juju, whatever it is?
Oh, yes. So we covered the curse. So with hexing, you actually prepare a spell. You prepare magic. So you're actually going through the motions, physical motions or energetic motions of saying, okay, so-and-so at work was, you know, stealing my ideas. And so I'm going to do a hex on them for them to kind of, I don't know, maybe casually curse them with something small, like I'm gonna make them sick for a week, and then I can have my ideas come out and they'll realize it's me, the truth will come out, or I can make it forget, or, you know, some people go further. That's a hex. So you're actually preparing things, like you're doing a spell. Bad juju is a little more like you just kind of use that energy where you're like, I don't trust that person for some reason, I need to stay away. And a lot of times it could mean that it's your instinct or that you're empathic and you're taking on the energy of that person that might be negative. And you're taking it on to yourself, not because you want to, but, you know, you just happen to be a sponge. So when you feel that energy, you're going, ooh, you know.
So you really have to think about what you're feeling. It might be mm-hmm. negative thoughts towards mm-hmm. you, but it could be that person's own negative state of being that you are mm-hmm. empathically picking it up. And because we pick it up, it feels personal, right? And it isn't
absolutely
really.
That's wow. true. Yeah. Sometimes we might think that they hate us, but they're just in that mood all the time. And some people translate that as, oh my God, they're doing something to me. And usually they're not. They're just, that's how they are. They're in a bad mood all the time, and you're just absorbing that. So they're not cursing you, and you might want to curse them or hex them. But no, it's usually, I'm going to say 99% of the time, you're not being cursed.
Well, you know, this
a lot
is
of it's in your head.
This is a serious topic, and I can tell you, I'm an empath, and for almost all of my life, I felt mm-hmm. like people didn't like me, or they were angry, or, you know, things like that. It wasn't until I was in my late 30s, early 40s that I realized I'm an empath, and mm-hmm. I was picking up energy that didn't belong to me in any way, shape, or form. And here right. I've been walking around for almost 40 years feeling badly about myself.
Yeah.
So when I found that out and I started asking, does this belong to me? Mm-hmm. If it didn't belong to me, it would, you know, leave almost immediately. It just, as soon as I acknowledged mm-hmm. it. And it was a big deal for me. It was a big, huge deal for me. So if any of you out there feel like everybody hates you, you probably need to talk to a good, another good empath so you can learn how to deal with other people's feelings or to protect yourself from other people's feelings. So I think that's really important for you to know out there.
Absolutely.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say a couple quick things that can make you realize you're an empath is, do people start talking to you randomly? When you watch the news or movies, is it too intense for you where you're like, oh my God, I can't stand this? Do you tend to feel like other people around you, like their energy is becoming yours or their problems are becoming yours, or you're just very sensitive? Those are just a few ways to tell.
Yeah. And all I have all that going on. I'm sure you have had to deal with that too.
Oh God.
And a lot of you out there are dealing with the same thing. I hear you talking all the time. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. I can't handle the nastiness and the debates. It hurts me. And, you know, if that's the case, you're probably an empath. And you can learn how to protect yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's made a big difference.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So
I
think protection. You told me there's certain steps to this process of creating a hex, for example.
Yes.
And you said there were four major steps.
Yes. To create any type of magic, there's some very simple guidelines. Now, what I've learned that kind of fit into a lot of different types of magic styles that I've, you know, played around with and tried out through the years. One is, you always want to cleanse your space. Now, this is for any kind of magic. It's not just for curses, but if you are going to do something, cleanse your space. If you live in a home, apartment, whatever, you have to cleanse your energy, because now you're opening doors to something, you know, out there. If you're not new to this, then you understand what I'm talking about. But in this case, for those of you who are new to this, it's about cleansing. So with cleansing, you want to do, there's different types. You can do incense. You can do smoke cleanse with a Palo Santo or sage. So first you want to get rid of any old energy. And then you would protect sealing or protecting your place, your home, wherever you're doing your magic. And with that, sometimes you want to, I don't know, put a little salt around your home or just pray. You can even do visualization exercises where you seal a bubble around you. That takes a little practice, but you can totally do it. Three is the spell. So once that's all said and done, you do your whatever spell you're going to do. And the last one is grounding. So grounding is you used up a lot of energy. So you want to kind of bring yourself down. And with that, you know, I always say a drink of water, food, maybe holding some crystals in your hand, like black tourmaline or, you know, just crystal quartz can help. It'll kind of just relax you a little bit. So those are the very basic processes of spell work, actually. But, oh, you can get very creative with them.
But no matter what you do, it's going to include those four steps generally, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like foolproof. Definitely foolproof. You can't mess it up.
You can't mess that up. You know, being a psychic, and you probably run into this too, mm-hmm. I have people call and say, you know, I'm cursed, or my family is mm-hmm. cursed, or my in-laws had a curse put on me. And, you know, over 20 years of doing this, I think there's only twice that I looked into the energy and actually found something that I could maybe only explain as possibly being a curse.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, once again, it's about belief. If mm-hmm. you believe you're cursed, guess what? The universe is going to respond to that and create the situations that help you maintain that belief. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, God, yeah. It's like the law of attraction, except with the stuff you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, it's the stuff you really don't want, but you're like, you know, not happy about it, but it's there.
Okay. So obviously we're moving towards a break again, and we'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Uh, Before we get started again, I'd like to remind the listeners that you can connect with me on Facebook, Mary O'Malley, Psychic Medium, and my last name is spelled O'Malley, just one L. So Mary O'Malley, Psychic Medium, and if you have questions, you know, feel free to post them on that Facebook page I'm watching, and so hopefully we can get your question into Maria. So now, where were we? Have you ever been cursed? What's your experiences with curses?
Ooh, this is a good one. I know I've been hexed by somebody. I'm gonna give a little scoop here. So a couple years ago, I had a coworker who was also a witch. Actually, half of my coworkers were witches. And I, you know, for whatever reason, she just started doing a little something to everybody at work, and it was really odd that everyone was kind of hearing things at night or having weird dreams about like fires and water. But we all felt it was her. Of course, I was like, you know, I'm just sending her love. I'm sending her love. I'm sending her peace. But then she started sending a curse to my home and then to my husband. So, yeah, his nose started bleeding like crazy every day. A couple years ago, I remember it was October, and it kept bleeding every day. And I just got furious. I said, I know it's her. I know it's her. So I took one of my fluorite stones. And for some reason, I just had this urge to put a lot of energy. And I had that stone, oh, my God, for 20 years. Very protective, very loving stone. I put it in his hand. I said, just hold on to this really tight. And then when I put it in his hand, after, I believe, 30 days of nosebleeds, heavy nosebleeds, they stopped. So I said, you have to carry this with you. So then, of course, I realized it was her. I had this feeling. So, you know, I had to clean my apartment, cleanse energy around me. And then I basically ended up sending all the negative energy back to her because it didn't belong to me. I just felt like, nope, you got to take it back. It doesn't belong in my home. And, yeah, so mm-hmm. I have experienced curses and hexes from other people. It very rarely happens, very rarely, but it does and it can, you know, so. Goodbye. I sent it away.
Wow. You know, something else we talked about was people go out of their way to have curses removed. And they mm-hmm. spend tens of thousands of dollars to have mm-hmm. curses removed. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. First of all, usually people who tend to believe they're cursed, and I'm going to say, like I said, not 99% of the time they're not. They're just going through desperate times, hard times. They're kind of lost, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of heavy things are happening to them, and so they're looking for a solution. So they believe I'm cursed. I think I did something bad, and I'm getting, you know, a payback from it. So, yeah, a lot of times they search for people who, oh, my God, will ask for thousands of dollars. I mean, I know people who've been through this that actually have talked to me about it. And I always say, well, what is it? What are they doing for you? Oh, they're doing work. And are you there? No. Okay. That's okay. But it's like, okay,
wow.
You don't have to be there to have a cleansing, but thousands of dollars and they don't even know what they're getting. They don't even tell them what the process is. And the thing is, nothing changes. So, what I want to say with that is, you know, you want to be careful with that because a lot of people, I've had this done where I've had people go up to me and go, oh, my God, can I read your palm for free or can I give you a reading? And I'm like, whatever, sure. And they're like, oh, my God, you're cursed. You're cursed. And they tend to go towards younger looking people who are trying to find their way in this world, you know, 20s, maybe late teens, 20 something, maybe early 30 something. They'll tell you you have a family curse or a curse or that you're being blocked or you're sick or, you know, if you're in a wheelchair or a walker, oh, I could help heal you. I've heard the craziest crap. Trust me. You know, I'm
wow.
going to heal you. I'm going to make you walk again. It's like, wow, just give me $10,000. But then it goes from thousands of dollars to, oh, I need a plane ticket or I need a golden ring. It just gets absurd. You know, it's just so strange. And watch out for that stuff. If someone tells you you're cursed, most likely you're not. And I'm going to tell you, probably not. They're just looking for someone to, you know, pay for their bills, you know,
right.
pay their mortgage,
like
pay
I
their
said,
bills, whatever.
It, yeah. In 20 years, there's only been twice that I was able mm-hmm. to identify some, you know, energy mm-hmm. that could possibly be a curse,
yeah.
you know, but yeah. it was easily unblocked. We can do it for ourselves, right?
Yeah, and even kind of touching back on the topic, there are some people out there who have, you know, good work ethics, I'm going to say, or mm-hmm. do actually help people with magic. I always say, if you know someone who had something done by someone with a good background, go for it. There's a lot of people that actually follow on Instagram that they put a lot of their reviews, and those reviews mean everything. It means a lot, you know, but they, it's different. Their energy comes off like, I want to help others. It's so different versus the, oh my God, I'm messaging you, or people will email you, message you on Instagram, whatever, Facebook, and say, oh, you've been cursed. I can help you if you give me this money. So people looking for you is the number one,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the one of the, I'm going to say the top problem is they found you, you weren't looking for them, and then you start believing everything they tell you. But yeah, there is magic you can do on your own. Actually, if you feel like, okay, maybe not cursed, but you're going to say it's a curse or you're hexed, there are ways to actually help you. And it's all in your kitchen.
It's all in my kitchen. Like what?
It's all in your kitchen. Okay, so let's start with some of my favorites. Rosemary. What you can do with rosemary is rosemary, you can let it dry, grind it, put it in your food, take a bath with it, because it actually, it's protective, and it actually removes like really bad, evil energy. Okay? Salt is wonderful. Everybody has salt. You can use it to protect a home. It actually can absorb negative energy. I like putting items, like let's say, like things I find that aren't mine that have other people's energy on it. I will put, like let's say I find a ring or something or necklace at the antique or thrift shop, and I'm like, okay, I want to remove the old energy. It has something on there that feels painful. I don't want that to curse me or hex me or whatever. I'll put it in a mm-hmm. jar of salt, and the salt absorbs the negative energy. So it cleans it. Another one that I love is bay leaves, because it's also protector and it's all purpose. It's also for healing. And so it brings in good energy, loving energy, because you can't just protect yourself if you don't feel good either. You know, you got to mm-hmm. kind of help yourself and your inside energy find love and peace. Cinnamon, add cinnamon to any of these herbs if you want, and it just speeds up the spells. And sage. Sage and Palo Santo are great for cleansing, but know that sage is more of a neutralizer, so you got to bring in something good. You can do a prayer or light some candles to ask for protection to your angels, your gods, whoever you believe in, or nobody, you know, yourself. And there's also the Palo Santo, which I mentioned, which is also holy wood, smells delicious. It's known as holy wood as well. Mm-hmm. Very sacred, very wonderful, and it protects energy, removes energy. You can actually mix all those in like a mojo bag. You can carry it with you. You can put in a mojo bag in your bath water. You can add some of these spices. I would say maybe minus the, well, it depends how clean these spices are, but I would say put them in a soup. Make a protective soup that you can eat. Yes, kitchen witchery exists, folks, and I am a kitchen witch.
Wow.
Aside from the sea and the moon, kitchen witchery is another one of my favorite things to do. You can eat good energy, you know? With that being said, those are very simple things, you know. Another thing that you can do, so let's say that you're like, okay, there's someone trying to do something to me. So it's not just I have negative energy. Someone's trying to do something. I think they're sending a spirit or, you know, something intense like that. One of my favorite things that you can do is make a witchy jar. I love witchy jars because witchy jars, you can get a little gross with them, but, you know, that's the whole spiel of it. You get gross, you get witchy, you have fun, you get creative. What you do with that is you can put, spit, nails, your nails, toenails, fingernails, bunched up thread, cobwebs, pieces of wood, spiky stuff, put it in a jar. Some people pee in the jar or they spit in it. Yeah, and then when you're done, you seal it good, and you put a candle on top, let it burn, and it seals the cover, so let it melt, and then you put it in a corner of your house, or you can dig a hole and put it somewhere in your yard. Whatever bad energy is trying to get at you, it'll follow the jar thinking it's you because it has little pieces of you in there.
No, really?
So that, yeah, and it works really great. So you, it's like you're confusing the negative energy. And that's it. But, you know, it's intent. So anytime you're doing your spells, you want to say what you want the item to do. So if you're making that jar, you want to say, I need to confuse the negative energy to go into the jar. Basic, simple. See, I didn't even rhyme, and that was good enough. Same thing with your mojo bags or your bath. You say, you know, I want to add good energy to this. I will have good energy, or I'm carrying good energy with me. I'm going to have a wonderful week. You're putting it in your mojo bag, and change your herbs every so often. Once they get all old and whatever, you'll have fresh herbs, or you can dry them up. But after a while, you know, it does lose its energy. So you have to keep doing it and keep practicing, because you're not going to get good at it if you've never tried it. Some people are natural, you know, at this magic stuff. I was, you know, just saying that sometimes, you know, how we talked about it, it's like a music instrument or a muscle. You have to practice and you'll get better. You might try a spell of protection, it didn't work. Well, try again. You know, also wanted to bring up black candles, because people are afraid of black candles.
I love black candles.
Yes, they are amazing, you guys. It's folks, I'm going to tell you this. Black candles protect you. They're not scary. They're not evil. They actually, I love to use them when I'm doing protection work with white candles, because white candles kind of send a loving protection, but black candles are like, okay, we're going to war. We're going to seal the energy here. We're going to protect you. It's very strong. Of course, you can use white candle in white candles in places of any colored candle, but I'm a visual person. Mm-hmm. I do like my black candles.
Yeah.
So you can light up candles while you do these things and get creative.
They're very grounding also. They absorb that negative Absolutely. Energy, and they're very grounding. Okay, yeah. So next break, and we will be back soon.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. Maria, I wanted to ask you, so we mm-hmm. talked about how to protect yourself and your home. What if you have this job where there's, you know, one or two negative people sitting around you and you want to protect your space from them without having yards full of spit and cobwebs on your desk?
Okay. That is a good question. So, guys, here's one of my favorite simple little creations. Actually, it's not mine, but it's pretty well known. It's called black salt. What you can do is take leftover bits of incense, the ashes, and mix it with salt. So two of my personal favorite incenses, not just from, you know, the sage and the Palo Santo, the little stick ones. I love using frankincense and jasmine. But it's whatever applies to you. You just take whatever incense you have, and then you take the ashes. I'm sorry, not the incense, but you take the ashes of the incense, mix it with some salt, and just put your intention on the jar or the salt with your hand and say, you know, I want this to protect me from any negative people, any negative energy. So you take, you know, whatever you got in a little jar. You don't have to make a lot, and then you take it to work. So let's say you have a coworker you don't get along with, and you're just like, oh, you know, they're just, it's not working out between me and this person, but I'm trying to work. If you take a little bit of the black salt and you put just a little bit behind your chair so it's protecting you away from them. But let's say they're in front of you. You might want to do something very sneaky or very cute by taking a little succulent plant or a little picture of something you like or cactus. And you can sprinkle it on the leaves of the succulent, on the needles of the cactus, or just behind the picture, so they will never notice. And that energy gets absorbed there. Do not put it in the soil, because it could actually hurt the plant.
Yeah, the salt in the soil could cause a problem, right?
Well, energetically, yes. I feel like the plant can absorb it, but succulents and cactus are so, you know, strong that you can just put a little bit on top where it won't affect it, because it's the soil that takes in the energy. And they'll never know. And it just puts a nice block, you know, there, so you don't have to deal with those people.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I like is the ice cube spell. Now, there's different variations, and this is nothing new, but it's easy. You take, so let's say someone at work is talking about you behind your back, and you're like, ah, you know, maybe you don't want to curse them, but you want to kind of just stop the madness. So you take mm-hmm. their name on a little piece of paper. A pen is fine, and then you put it in an ice tray and you fill it with water, and you're basically freezing their mouth to shut them up. You put it in there for 2 to 3 days, and then after that, some people do a week. I just like 2 to 3 days. When that's all done, you notice they're kind of shutting up. You take the ice and you put it in some boiling water to release that energy. Spells like that, you know, you might want to do them every so often. But it doesn't really cost you anything. You can take some old water if you want. If you have like a separate ice cube tray, you know, maybe like bathtub water, because you're trying to wait for the water to get warm. You know, you have a bucket of water.
Wow.
I'm just reflecting because I don't like the waste water. I'm like, I put a bucket underneath, save that water for magic. So
because
you can.
We're from California, and we have to pay attention to those things.
Absolutely. So, you know, for the plants, for whatever's left, magic time. So there are some things that you can do, especially for people who are afraid of heavy curses, or like, you know, if you're like, especially if you're dealing with someone that's horrible or a terror and you're like, I don't know what to do. You can start off with something simple with, maybe the ice tray thing and then mm-hmm. doing the jar and then protecting your home, because with cursing, you got to understand, a lot of people think they're going to control this person's life and wreak havoc on them. But no, people have free will, and even free will is a strong energy. So when people do magic, I always say it loses its strength eventually. You know, it loses its strength. So constantly got to do it. You have to keep at it.
You have to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now.
I understand you don't do magic spells for other people, that you do this just for your own personal health, happiness.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I do, because I do believe that when other people get a hold of your personal spells, and I hate to say this, but in this world, there are people who do turn on you. So I feel the safest thing to do is keep my spells to myself that are mine, not the ones that are that everyone else uses, but the ones that are mine. It's for protective purposes. I'm playing it smart, Mary. I'm playing it smart. So yeah, I don't share my spells, and I don't decurse. I don't try to bring in other people's energy into my life in that way. I just don't. I'm a Pisces, and every day I'm everyone's tissue, and I love the people around me. But I'm like, I already have enough of that going on. You know, I want to be there, but I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'd rather kind of help them out if I have to. Be like, here's a book you should read. Go on Google. Here's some spells you can try. Because in the end, what I do might not work for the person. And I realize everyone has their own, you know, flavor. Throughout the years, we can't just always do the same type of spell, you know.
Right.
But,
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I've got to
you do.
Sorry.
No, you also do psychic readings, tarot readings, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
I
if somebody
do.
Wanted to talk to you, get a reading, how would they contact you?
Oh, very simply. I actually work at the Psychic Eye Bookstore in Torrance, California, and they can reach me at this number, 310 area code 378-7754. Just so you folks know, I just do tarot readings and Reiki. Well, I'll be doing Reiki there in November, but I will not give you spells. I can help you with simple cleansing spells, but like I said, I don't offer cleansings to remove whatever happened. I don't, like I said, I will not do a curse for you. I will not give you info on that because a lot of those spells are my own and they can be messed with in the wrong way, but that's just my personal thing. I'm just there to do reading, guide you to find the positivity in hard situations or give you affirmations of what you already know anyways.
Right. So, but you have, how can people find out more about how this works, how they can make it work for themselves? Do you have some books, something like that people can self-train themselves on?
Yes, I have three books that I actually really, really enjoy using. One of them, even though I'm not a Wiccan, I actually like the book Wicca, A Guide for the Solitary Practitioner by Scott Cunningham. Though he uses the Wiccan path and all that, I did like the way he uses formulations to kind of protect yourself, how to start your spells, how to practice your visualizations. That I loved. I didn't really do any of the spells, but I really loved that about him. So if you're a beginner, I would recommend that. For all of you people who already practice, there's this book called The Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells. It's actually pretty easy. I think it's pretty good for beginners too. But oh my God, it's got everything. Curses, hexes, good, bad, and ugly. You know, has everything. But just so you guys know, you know, I always tell people when people go, oh, love magic, I want to talk about this, love magic. You know, love magic can be a curse too, especially if you're trying to take someone's free will. So just be very, very careful with what you do. You know, not all bad magic is good, and not all, good magic is bad. Not that it's really bad or good. It's always great to me.
Right.
But that book is by Judica Isles. Oh, so the first one's by Scott Cunningham. Second one, Encyclopedia 5,000 Spells, is Judica Isles. And another favorite of mine is Moon Spells by Diane Elquist, because it has a lot of moon magic phases. It's great for someone who likes a schedule in witchcraft. And you can use the energy of the moon to put the intent and help you focus on your spell. So with that intent, it's kind of like a little extra boost, you know? So these three books are actually some of my favorites. Yeah.
Wow. So they can find you at the Psychic Eyes bookstore. They can actually go there if you're in town, or you can call from anywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call in or, you know.
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, I wish we had another hour because I know there's so many more things to talk about here. But all of you out there who are
concerned about curses, hexes, things like that. I just implore you to get educated, to understand. If you're really out in left field with it, call somebody who can talk you through it, who can help you protect yourself. Before someone says, I'll be happy to remove that for $50,000, call someone else, get a second opinion. Although there's wonderful people out there who can help you with it. I know there's, brujas like you that they'll remove the curse for free, but it's $125 for a bar of soap. And then once you're finished using that bar of soap, the curse will be lifted. Now, that's pretty reasonable to me. It's doable, and those people work really hard. They do what they say they're going to do. So, ask somebody else. Like you said, word of mouth is the best way to find somebody. Don't spend more than you can afford, because so much of it you can just do on your own.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Maria. Next month, I'm going to have Colby, Psychic Rebel, talking about her new book, Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business. And we're going to be talking about moving from an other professional to a metaphysical professional, so that should be interesting. And for all of you out there,
joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.